What?
Right, turn that radio down, because I don't like that song. Can you... We need a position for the Zoom. Because we can't put it on there, because it'll probably fall off. Well, it's 7 minutes past 10 on Sunday the 10th of August. We got Harry down to see the nurse so that he could have his burns dressings changed on his little paw. It's raining. Hang on, I should maybe tell you about his hand. So his hand is getting better. He wasn't keen on having the dressing removed, but I think that's just going on previous experience rather than what it's actually like now. So,
I believe that his fingers still sting though.
Sting?
Yeah, because that's still pretty bad on that edge of his middle finger.
Yeah.
Compared to Friday, it healed a lot.
Yeah, it's healed a lot. The weather is awful. It's quite warm outside. The car is saying it's 18.5 degrees centigrade outside, which I believe is the case. However, yeah, it's this horrible. It'll rain, then it'll be drizzly like it is, and it's like a heavy drizzle now. The sky is just completely grey. It was in our house. It was dark, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I needed to put the couple of lights on in our house. We're going to go to Andover now. Well, we're going to the tip first, or the recycling centre as they're now called these days, to get rid of the oil that I...
Those plastic crates that we're buying as well.
Eh?
We've got those plastic crates on the guinea pig.
Oh, do you want me to stop home and get those?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, to get rid of the oil that came out of the motorhome yesterday. And actually, Sarah, because Sarah's driving up to North Yorkshire by herself tomorrow with Harry, she asked me to check the levels in this car, which I generally do before a long journey, and we're low on oil in this car, which actually isn't unusual, with the exception, of course, that it is slightly unusual because we just had the car service at the beginning of March. April, May, June, July, August. So 5 months ago, and the car is low on oil. So I'm not too chuffed about that. But it's low on coolant. So we know there's an issue with the coolant. Or that there was an issue with the coolant, which was apparently rectified, but clearly isn't. So there's a coolant problem. Or there's a problem in the cooling system somewhere, and when the car's low on coolant, this car starts eating oil or drinking, whatever, it starts using oil. And we've noticed performance changes, haven't we, in the past 3 weeks or so. So haven't checked it this morning, we're low on oil. Now, if I could first of all find where the oil filter is on this car, then I would change it. And the reason why I can't find it is because this car is actually quite low to the ground. It's a Ford Galaxy, and it's actually quite low to the ground. People running up there on Kiwi Hill. Oh, hell with that today. That'll be minging up there. So I think just for the time being, we'll just have to top her up with a couple of litres of oil. Needs some more coolant in. Which is a shame, really. I do like this car a lot. There's a lot of space in it for... you know, when you're travelling, and you know, because we do fairly long journeys, or we travel a lot in the car going places, but you know, especially long journeys, it's excellent on the motorway. It's brilliant on fuel. So do you know what? I'm gonna go in through the garages. I'm not gonna go through the house to get these crates. I've got a couple of German beer crates which are no use to man the beast, so they'll go to the recycling. So there's a couple of issues with the car. We need to get suspension sorted out, front left. There's also a vibration inside the kind of... well, when they replaced the left indicator stalk, because the indicators... Well, there was a malfunction in it, because the indicators kept doing their own thing, but it's also the indicator stalk with a voice activation. Oh, my life! Where's this Rangers come from? Bloody hell. With a voice activation button on it, so, you know, we can talk to the car and activate things by voice. That indicator store cost us €90 when we were in Cyprus. And so when the Cypriots at a proper Ford garage, in fact the only one on proper Ford garage on the whole island. When they installed the new one, they didn't fit the cowl properly. In fact, I can feel it, it's loose. And because of that now, we get a vibration at about 1800 revs, which is generally what you cruise at. In whatever speed, 30, 40, 50, you're always at about 1800 revs. Well, we are at this car. So it's a bit of a pain in the backside. So that needs sorting, but I don't think we can sort it really. I can see where they've jammed a screwdriver in two places to get the cowl off, and they've damaged it. Brilliant. But apart from that, I highly rate the Galaxy. The Galaxy and the S-Max are completely they look the same. They're completely different vehicles to drive. Have you ever driven an S-Max? No. The S-Max feels smaller. It also feels a lot more agile and sporty here, but that's because it's got a lower roof. The roof is about, 3 inches shorter. In the Galaxy, we've got down the middle of the ceiling, you know, from front to back, we've got some little, what are these called? These little pockets that open up these storage areas. So they come down out the ceiling. The S-Max hasn't got that. And so that's the height of a ceiling, so it feels a lot smaller inside. And plus the fact this car is like 2 or 3 inches longer, but there is more room in the back, not in the back row seats, the middle row of seats in the Galaxy. In the S-Max, you lose about 3-4 inches, quite a lot of space. Right, okay, I'm going to go and get the beer crates now in the peeing down rain from our back garden, and we'll catch up with you in a bit. See ya, for now.